Rambam Ishus, also Nashim. Rambam the Sefer Nashim. Later, thank you. We're on? We're starting? Okay, we're on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tes Mem Beis. It's a large daf today. Let's try to do it. Ezras Hashem. Okay, Mishnah. Kuf Lamed Tes Mem Beis. Nosed Mayim Al Gabe Hashmarim Bishvil Sheyitzalu. If there are wine dregs in a sieve, in a little like colander inside a barrel, you're allowed to pour water on the dregs. In order to end up on the bottom, you'll have very diluted water and wine. So that's one is allowed to do that on Shabbos because there's no malacha being performed there. Right? You're not separating directly with your hands. You're just taking water and you're pouring it onto something. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that is mutter. And one is allowed to strain, to do sinun, wine, through a sudar, through a handkerchief, type of handkerchief that you're going to pour the wine onto the handkerchief, and the wine is going to seep through, and maybe tiny little pieces will be caught by the sudar. Ubekfifa mitzvahs, or through with a basket. Why is this? The Gemara is going to explain that this type of borer, the wine is really right to drink even without the brera. And as we mentioned, if you don't really need the ma'isa breras, then it's not called borer, like the issue of filters. So in the if you do not have a filter for a halachic reason, but you have a filter for a health reason, and really you drink the water anyway, but you just want a little higher standard in terms of the cleanliness of the water, but you drink it anyway, that also would not be bo. The Kazanish says that would not be boer on Shabbos because it's really drinkable based on the Shulchan Aruch. It's really drinkable anyway, and you're just being extra careful, but that is not a reason to make it the malacha boer. If you really have a specific problem, like you wouldn't drink this water, it's very not healthy, or you have a halachic issue with it, so then it'll be more serious, possibly an issue of boer. You're allowed to put an egg through a mustard strainer. So there are different ways how to understand this. One way is that you already put the mustard seed through the strainer, and the mustard seed is on the bottom of the underneath the strainer, but they used to want to color it a little bit, to dye it a little bit, so therefore they put an egg in this strainer, and the yellow part of the egg, which is somewhat the inside of the egg, which is called the chelmon, goes through, and that colors the mustard on the bottom, and the white part of the egg stays on the chelbon, stays on top. You remember that chelbon and chelmon? Chelbon is the chalav, the white part. That's how, that's what the Mishnah says. You're allowed to do this coloring, and that's not called separating either. The Mishnah guards would explain why not. V'osei nomlin b'shabbos, you're allowed to make a nomlin, which is a type of mixture of different ingredients, which is sometimes used l'refuah on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain about that issue also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there are different shiurim that you're allowed to make. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, because you're allowed to make a cupful of a nomlin. B'yantif b'lagin, on yantif you're allowed to make a lugful. U'b'moed b'chavis, and on chalamoed, you're even allowed to make a barrelful. So the more for going from Shabbos to yantif to chalamoed, you're allowed to make more of this a nomlin. Rabbi Sadek Omer, akolof yarechem. Sadek says, no, it depends how many guests you have. If you need, especially what Rabbi Sadek, who is Rabbi Sadek arguing with? But if you say he's arguing with the last discussions, you can say no. The enomlin goes by how many guests you have. Amar Ze'iri says the Gemara. No, sin adam yayim salul maim salul mutochem mishmaras b'shabes ve'no choshesh. You're allowed to put yayin salul maim salul, clear wine and water, into a mishmaras, into a strainer on Shabbos, and you don't have to be worried about anything, any brera taking place. Why? Because it's salul, it's clear. Avalachur lo. But if it's murky, if it has dregs in it, you're not allowed to put it through, because that is a chashash of borer, of separating the dregs from the wine or the water. Meisve, Rishon Gamliel Omer, but Rishon Gamliel says in a brisa, Torit Adam Chavash Yayin Yena Ushmareha. You're allowed to strain from a Chavash Yayin Yena Ushmareha, but no, so the Tocha Mishamaris B'Shabbos Vena Choshesh. You're allowed to do this, take the dregs in the wine from the barrel, put it into a strainer, you don't have to be worried. But it says wine and its dregs. So it's bashma that it would be a problem of, it would not be a problem even if it is achurin. The first Ze'iri says that it would be a problem if it's achurin, if it has the dregs in it, it would be a problem of borer. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to say it would not be a problem. Tergama Ze'iri, Bein Ein Hagisos Shanu. So Ze'iri answers. Ze'iri, you had said the when Ze'iri had said Avachurin Lo, so that meant in a regular case. But whether Rav Gamliel say it's not a problem, Bein Hagisos, when you're still by the wine press. When you're by the wine press, so then you're not as makpid if it has a few dregs in it or not. It doesn't have to be as pure, and therefore that's a case which would not be a problem of Borer. That's the case that Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about. But normally, other than at the Gisos, so then it would be a problem. Besides Ayan B'sudarin, Amar Efsimi Barchia, Ubavachal Yaseguma. Though you're allowed to be Messiah, you're allowed to strain the wine through the handkerchief that's on the top, because as we mentioned, it's already considered borer kfar. It's already not doing any further act of separation. But you can't make a guma. You can't fit the handkerchief and have a hole towards the middle of the handkerchief, shape it in a certain way. Why not? Rashi here has two opinions. Either because it's uvdin dechol. That's what you did. That's how you do it on weekday. Again, uvdin dechol, we mentioned there are two or three kinds of uvdin dechol. Uvdin dechol is an act that will lead you to do a malacha, A. B, an act that looks like you're doing a malacha, or there's other kinds, an act that's usually associated with a malacha. Different types of uvdin dechol. So here Rashi says there's one of those, loyasaguma, what you normally do, something that's normally associated with a malacha. So you can't make a guma. Or Rashi says, inami asi lidei schita. Or because it could be if you're making this pointy hole with a handkerchief, then it's closer together, and you might come to be sochated to squeeze out after it is filled up. Unlike if it's just separated, if it's flat, so then you wouldn't come to squeeze it. Ubekfifa mitzris, and also you're allowed to put the wine, strain it through sudaret or this basket. As long as there is no tefach airspace underneath, as we mentioned in the past couple of dafim a number of times, that if you create a if you put this strainer on top and this kfifa mitzvah on top and there's an airspace of a tefach underneath, you are creating an ohel. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara, and that's the passage of the Gemara. You can't create an ohel. Amar Rav, there's a machlokas though about the following line. Hi pernika apalga de kuba shari akule kuba aser. What's a prunka? Rashi says it's a beged. It's also a type of a cloth that you put over the barrel of wine to cover it. So if you put it over half the barrel, then it's mutter, there's no problem. Akule kuba, but covering the whole barrel would be a problem. What's the potential issue here? So Rashi again here says, ohel. Just like the previous line of the Gemara. Just like the previous line was about ohel, Rashi says here is also about ohel. Says the Rashba. So the question is if he's covered whole or half. Ask the Rashba four kashas on Rashi. One of them being, what do you mean? You can't create OL unless it's covering the whole thing? So unless it's covering five tfachim, over half of it. That's also an OL. OL doesn't have to cover everything. And he has another kashi. He says, whenever you have a pot cover, think about our pots. A lot of our pots, you have a big pot, there's an OL, there's a tefach underneath. So there's three tfachim, a big soup pot. What, that's OL? You can't put a cover of the pot on? No, there's no OL when it comes to pot covers. There's an OL by something that doesn't usually go on top there, and you're creating something. But says the Rashba, how can you see we're talking about OL here? And if you'd cover the whole thing, it would be OL. So says the Rashba, because of those two and other questions, V'yosin Yerubayna Divrei Arayvid, Shapirish Mishum Mishamer. The next line of the Gemara is to be talking about is a straining issue. This is also a straining issue. If you cover up the whole thing, then it's really going to look like you are straining, because it's never not going to be able to get through on the sides, and that would be the problem. So again, interesting. The previous line is for sure talking about OL. The following line is for sure talking about Mishameras. That's straining. The question is, what about this line? Rashi says it's also about OL. Rashi must, to answer the question about the pot covers, Rashi must say that this is different than a regular pot cover. Right? This is just a bega that you're putting on top. Amar Papa, Bonahadik in Shiniyasa Bapume to Kuznita Chavita, Mishun the Mexican Mishameras. A person can't stick in. Siniyasa, Rashi here explains, is a bunch of straw and wood pieces to stick into the top of a bottle or a barrel in order to pour on top of it, because then that will act as a strainer, because you have all these sharp pieces that will stuff up, will block the big pieces from going through. So also you can't do that on Shabbos, because mechzikim mishameres, it appears that you are straining. The Bay Rav Papa, three lines from the bottom. Shafu shichra mimana lamana. They used to pour beer from one kli to another kli in order. There used to be dregs on the bottom of the beer. So therefore, they used to pour from one to the other. And they used to leave the dregs. So you pour it slowly. And you don't pour the whole thing so that the bottom, you know, the dregs are left at the bottom. You don't turn the whole thing over. And sometimes when you want to separate, which we'll get to in a minute, on Shabbos. Amalei Rachabi did to the Rabino, how you can eat so-sos. But what happens when you pour the beer as you get towards the ends, so then you go very slowly, so you only get the beer that's left in the dregs, but isn't that an issue of Boer? Because at the beginning, when it's all liquid and it's going quickly, that's not Boer, because you're taking from the liquid on top. That's not a problem. But as you get lower down to the bottom, and you're going very slowly just to get the drops out, so isn't that separating the drops from the dregs on the bottom? So Mar answered, no, it needs sozos the Rav Papa lo chashivi. Nope. In Rav Papa's house, they weren't interested. They never did it slowly at the end because they were brewers. And if they were brewers, so therefore they didn't have to be worried about the drops. So is this ochem mitoch psoles? That's one issue. If it's over the psoles, because you have the pot in your hands. So the psoles are being left in your hand, A. Or is it also bakli? Might also be bakli. You're doing this, so it's unclear. But we paskin that you have to be worried about this. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yutes, which is the simon about borer, Shin Yutes is the simon about bishul. Shin Yutes is the simon about borer. So says the Shulchan Aruch, mutur la'aros benachas mikli. Let's say you have chicken soup, and if you use the chicken soup, you want to put the soup in one container and the vegetables in another container. Or, you know, you have meat and gravy. You want to pour off some of the gravy. I mean, any of these cases where you're pouring off some liquid and you want some salad to remain, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutar la'aros benachas mikli l'chaveiro. You're allowed to pour ubilvad sheyizor only that when you're careful shek sheyifsoch hakiluach u'maschilin leirin itzos katanas anishovas v'achrona mitoch apsolas. When you get to the last bunch and you have some drops left over, and now when you pour it, that's separating, because that's drops from the tarobes, then you have to stop. Because you can't pour, you can't get those, before you do that, like you start pouring at the beginning, that's not a tarobes yet. It's all the liquid on top. But once you get to the bottom mush, and you're separating the drops from the mush, so that would be a problem. One has to be careful about that, that you don't go so far, once you get there to where the vegetables are, then you stop pouring. Tani Yaakov Karcha. Yaakov Karcha says, why are you allowed? The Mishnah had said you're allowed to put the egg into the strainer in order to, because you want to color the mustard seed on the bottom of the strainer. Why are you allowed to do that? Isn't that borer? Because you want the yellow part to fall through and the white part is going to get caught of the egg. Tani Yaakov Karcha, l'fishayin osin osa el lagavein. Real, your purpose isn't to separate, but it's lagavein to color. And therefore, an important Rashi, top line, therefore, because your purpose is you don't really care about the separating, hilkach idi v'idi ochel hu, they're really both ochel. Ve'inkan v'eris psolos me'ochel. You're not really separating psolos from the ochel, because you only want it lagavein. You only want it to color. So, 2 points. Number one, so what? You only want it to color. You want one of the parts of the egg, so we know that we paskin that even if you have two ochels, right, tosas ayin dalad, even two ochels could have psolas and ochel, and you could have borer. Whatever you want is the ochel, whatever you don't want is the psolas. You don't need objective psolas, according to most poskim. That's why the Bach and others try have difficulty understanding this Rashi. What does it mean you only want it to color? Lamaisa, you want it separating because you want to color it. What, because you don't want to eat it, that's why it's borer? Is that why it's not borer? So it's a little tzarech Ian had to understand this line. But anyway, the Gemara seems to say, sorry? How do you understand the Gemara? So either way, she ain't osar osar l'gavi. The Bach tries to understand the Rashi, but it's I'd leave it as a. I can't say I fully understand him. But either way, ain't osar osar l'gavi. You're only doing it to color. But what we do see from the Gemara, besides the issue of why isn't it a borer issue, but you see there is no tzvia issue. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is what we paskin in Shin Chaf Sif Yotes. Ein Sviya Ba'ochlin. Me'ikar Adin, it says, Litan Charkom B'tavshal Mutter, Dein Lachash B'yom Soveya, Dein Sviya Ba'ochlin. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to worry about coloring food. You want to color food on making iced tea on Shabbos? Ein Sviya Ba'ochlin, Me'ikar Adin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah lays out a little different picture. After he says that, by the way, the next siman says, Yesh Mish Omer, but the opposite, you can have Sviya from Ochlin. But you can't just do tzvia to ochlin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're eating strawberries, you should be careful not to wipe your hands on a mapa, on a handkerchief, because of soveya. You're using the straw, your hands are red. So that's why you shouldn't, that is soveya from ochlin, not to ochlin. So that's why the discussion in the postgame, whether you're supposed to use cloth napkins on Shabbos or not. It's fancy or it's nice for the cover Shabbos, but you know, if your hands are dirty, then some postgame are worried about, you know, tzviya. If you have a throwaway napkin, you can throw it in a sweet paskin. No, it's derech lichloch, and you're going to throw it away. It's not a problem. But that's why you might see some people who are machmir not to use cloth napkins on Shabbos because of this issue. The Mishnah Berurah says that maybe lechatchila one should be careful about tzviya, though we paskin really ain't tzviya ba'ochlin. So then let's say if you're making the iced tea or the hot tea, you should put the coloring agent in the cup first. So right when you pour the liquid in, it's ready colored. You didn't take a clear liquid and then make it colored. So that's, but maker then we paskin ain't tzviya ba'ochlin. Though the Mishnah Berurah does note, if you are coloring food, not for a eating reason, you're coloring food because you want, let's say you're a store owner, or you want people to come and see how beautiful your food is. So you're coloring it for an advertisement purpose. You're not coloring it just for a make it aesthetically nice so you can eat it purpose. So then there would be tzviya ba'ochlin. That's what he quotes from the from Achronim. Okay, but maker adin we paskin ain't tzviya ba'ochlin based on this gemara legavi. Itzmar. Okay, a lot to do. Chardel shalashu me'erev Shabbos. If you have chardel, this mustard seed that you started kneading on Erev Shabbos. Kneading with wash is one of the malachas. We discussed it all the way back in the first parak. L'machar amarabim achol b'chliyav lo biyad. Rav says as long as you started the kneading process before Shabbos, you can continue it on Shabbos with a kli, which according to Rav is the unusual way of a lo biyad, because Rav seems to say that you usually did it with your hands on weekday, because that would did it very well. Armalish lo biyad. On Shabbat, you usually do it biyad during the week. Or to call yom machle biyad, you usually do it with your hands. Macho chamorimu, only like a macho for donkeys you do with your hands. You don't usually do it with your hands. Elamer Shmuel macho biyad veino macho b'kli. So Shmuel says the opposite. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do it with your hands, to knead it with your hands and not with the kli, because that's what's unusual. Itmar, Rav Blazer, Omer echazeh vechazeh aser. Rav Blazer says both with your hands and with the kli is aser. Rav Yochanan Omer echazeh vechazeh mutter, both are mutter. Abai Rav Adem Shavayo, ein alach Rav Yochanan. Abai Rav say together, the halach is not like Rav Yochanan, meaning aser, because Rav Yochanan says mutter. Come Rav Yochanan, Bishal says Rav Blazer. All of a sudden, Rav Yochanan switched and he was chozer and he yells like Rav Blazer. Come Rav Blazer, Bishal says Shmuel, and Rav Blazer switched and he yells like Shmuel. So you got to do the, make a chart, who holds what by the end of the day. Abai Brava, but at the end of the day, Abai Brava also changed. I mean, Shabbai Halacha Rav Yochanan. They didn't say the Halacha is not like Rav Yochanan, but because Rav Yochanan switched to Shita, they said the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan, meaning both are aser. Emad Abaya Avile Velochal, the mother of Abaya, who we've mentioned before, is not really his mother, is the one who took care of him. Made this, did this on Shabbos, and he still, he didn't need it. Tabisu de Zeiri Avdalei de Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Velo Achil, the wife of Zeira made it for Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, and he didn't need it. Amalei the Rabbah Chavidilei, V'achal V'ad L'achalta, she says, your master, my husband, Zeira, used to eat this, and you don't? So she said that, yeah, in Achinami. Amar Rav Bar Shva, havi ke'im nekami de Ravina u'bachshilei b'shuf to the tumma v'achal. Rav Bar Shva says he was once in front of Ravina, and Ravina used a shuf to the tumma. Rashi says it's the stalk of a shum, of a garlic bush. V'achal used to use this stalk and to mix it, bochishes to mix, and he ate it. Amar Maizutra, so those are a couple of stories, whether they did relied on this kula or not. Maizutra says, let's help us a kohal and shmaisa, we don't pass on like any of these opinions. Ella the following. Gihad Itmar, as the following says, Chardosh by these three vegetables, regarding Hilchas Lash by three vegetables. Chardol Shalasha Me'erev Shabbos, Chardol, that mustard seed that you started eating before Shabbos, L'machar, the next day on Shabbos, M'machu Ben Yad Re'mekli. It's mutter either way. V'noz L'tocha Dvash, and you're even allowed to add honey to it. Remember, Lash always has a solid and a binding material, whether it's honey, whether it's mayonnaise, whether it's water, any of those binding materials. But lo yitro ela ma'ari. But when is it? What are you allowed to do? You're not allowed to mix it in a rough and fast way. Ela ma'ariv, very gently, because that's not the malacha of lisha. If you're doing it gently, shchalayim is a different type of vegetable. I looked in the English cress. I don't know what that is. Either some type of vegetable. Sheshach on the erev Shabbos. L'machar knows. Is that what it says there? What does it say in the art scroll? Okay, so I don't know what that is. Shashach, the Me'erev Shabbos, a vegetable that you started eating Me'erev Shabbos, L'machar noz l'doch Hashem, and l'chomet, so mamsh l'doch anamita. So again, if you did it before Shabbos, if the kneading process, remember we spoke about all the way back in the first parak, the kneading process starts right away, right when you add the liquid to the solid. Right? Let's say you add water to flour, it already starts kneading, which is the combining, but then you're mixing it as the continuation. So you're allowed to do that from Erev Shabbos, and you could on Shabbos, you're allowed to add in oil and vinegar and amita, which we'll get to what that is. But again, only do it gently. Shum shirisko me'erev Shabbos, garlic that you started grinding on Erev Shabbos, l'machar nos l'dogo, pull the grease in on Shabbos, you're allowed to put in beans. But again, you can't smash it down well on Shabbos, but ma'ariv, do it gently. Okay, so those are certain halachas about vegetables and what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. We had mentioned before, umam shechaz amita l'tochan, you're allowed to put amita in it. My amita, what is amita? Nina. What's nina? Mint. Mint, like nana in There's some type of a peppermint in modern Hebrew. It's but Nina's mint. Amar Abaya, Shramina, Hai Nina Ma'al Yilatachli. So you see from here that Nina is good. Latachli, Tachli is the word Rashi says is the word for Shechlayim, that they work well together. Osei Nomlin B'Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to make a Nomlin on Shabbos, this mixture. So what is a Nomlin? Taner Rabbanan. Osei Nomlin B'Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Nomlin on Shabbos, but not a Luntis. What's the difference? Ezohi a Nomlin, Ezohi a Luntis. A Nomlin, Yain, Dvashu, Pilpilin. A Nomlin is a mixture of wine, honey, and pepper. A Luntis, Yain, Yashan, Umayim, Salulin, Vafar, Simon. Old wine, clear water, and afar simon. What was aluntis used for? That was used after you went into the bathhouse and you came out. After you get out of the schwitz, sometimes you feel dizzy. Like sometimes, like we always go to the schwitz. But sometimes, if one would come out of the sauna and you feel like all your energy or your kishkas have been taken out, you feel relaxed, but it's like you feel very weak. So they used to drink this in order to get them cold again and cool them off. So that's why aluntis is also to make on Shabbos, because that's for sure only used for refuah. A nomlin, the first thing, is sometimes used for refuah, sometimes a normal drink. That's why, as we mentioned, if something is a drink, if something is machal briyim, so then it's mutter. You're allowed to have chicken soup on Shabbos in order for your cold, even if you're not only having it for your cold. As long as it's food, it's food. Amar Rav Yosef Zin Mechada Alis Basar Mar Ukva Leibani. One time I went after Mar Ukva to the bathhouse. Kinafki, when he came out, Asim Ashkin Chamra Chad Kasa, he gave me a cup of this aluntis. Uf Chashi Mibainti Derashi Batufer Takari. And I felt cool from the hair on my head until the nails on my toes. Meaning, oh, made me feel great. If he would have given me another one, having mistafina, I would be nervous. Maybe they're taking off schuyas from my olam haba. So Rashi here does not learn kipshuta. Rashi says, because I would have become so freezing, I would have died, and Hashem would have had to save me, and that would have taken off some of my schuyas from olam haba. So the marshal here, the Chacham Shlomo, says, what about the pshat? The pshat is that what is so good, there's so much oneg, he feels great, it would be taken off some olam haba. Which is, that's the pshat, that's the pashtus. That's where the marshal understands the gemara. For Marukva, the shat called Yoma, Marukva had it every day. So what do you mean? What happened to his olam? How could he do it? Shani Marukva the dashbe. No, he was used to it. Right? So according to Rashi, it means, therefore he didn't get cold, therefore he didn't die. According to marshal, also he didn't feel so, once you have a pleasure so much, you also don't feel so great about it. Masnisan, ancient is a chodesh b'poshrin. You're not allowed to soak chiltis, another type of vegetable, in poshrin in lukewarm water. We usually did that again to make medicine. Rashi says, "Avanoz l'dorachomus." We're allowed to put it into vinegar because I guess that's not as nikar. Vein sholin sacharshinin v'loshav, and you can soak beans. Sometimes you put it into our terms, beans or potatoes. Sometimes you soak a vegetable so the dirt rises to the top. You can't do that on Shabbos because that's bo rare also. So you can't soak it. And you can't rub them, scrub the dirt off, because of the bo rare. I will notice in the tocha kvara or the tocha chalkala. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to just put it into a sieve or a strainer and hope for the best that the stuff will fall down by itself. Ain't covering the tevin bikvara. You're not allowed to use a sifter and for straw if you want to get off the bad pieces of the straw. Again, this is all bo rare. You're not allowed to even put it in a sifter in a sieve and put it on a high place that the wind comes and blows the bad stuff through the kvara. Again, some of the posts have discussed why isn't this grumma? This needs to be much more than grumma. You're setting up a situation where it will vaday happen. Aval, what are you allowed to do? No til hu kvara. You're allowed to just use it as a bowl and carry it in a kvara. And then give the straw to your animals and the avos in the trough. And if some of it falls through, as you're doing that, that's not a problem. Rashi here says, because it's a davar she'ena miskaven. It's not a psik reish, it's not for sure that it's going to happen. But it might happen by itself. But we pass from like Rav Shimon, davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. So what happens if you soak this chiltis? What type of issur is it? So tirgama of Adon Arshalka made of Yosef shara chayev chatas. If you do it, it's a daraisa. You're chayev chatas. I'm only a bayi. You're chayev chatas for soaking chiltis, for soaking a vegetable in water, in warm lukewarm water. Elamata shara umsa b'maya. If you soak a piece of meat in water, hachanami de b'chayev, you should also be chayev. So what's a piece of meat doing here? So the Ritva says he just picked something. He picked anything to soak. Ritva says Dura Guzma. He soaked this? What do you mean? So soak something in water. What's the malacha? What's the daraisa? So El Rabbi, you're right. It's not a daraisa. Midravanash lo yasak dasho osavacho. No, but again, we're talking about making medicine. So included in the gzeir of shchikas samamanim is even if in a place where you're just going to make the medicine and not take it, you should do it in a mishune way. Can you soak this chiltus in cold water? No, you can't. But the Mishnah just said lukewarm water is a problem, not cold water. Cold water would be mutter. So Rabbi Yana answers, Rabbi Yochanan, What, there's no difference between me and you? Rabbi Yonah was his Rebbe, so the post of today he was talking about, don't you think I know Pshat in the Mishnah? I could also say Pshat in the Mishnah. Masis and Yechidahi, the Mishnah is only a Das Yachid. The Tanya, because we learned it in Braisa, insurance is a Chiltus, lo b'chamev v'lo b'tzonin. The Rabbanan say you can't soak this Chiltus in hot or cold water. Rabbi Yossi or Mechamev v'lo b'tzonin mutter. Rabbi Yossi says only in hot or lukewarm is aser, but cold would be mutter. So it says Rabbi Yonah is aser, even though the Mishnah says it is mashma that it would be mutter. L'may avile, what did you use this medicine for, this mixture? Liokra deliba, for heaviness of the heart. Again, we're talking about whether you can make medicine in a normal way on Shabbos. We're obviously not talking about a chol she'ish bo sakana. Not talking about somebody who needs this, then you can do whatever you want. But somebody who has just some other type of heartache, so then that's what this medicine would be used for. Rav Acha bar Yosef chash biyokra delibar, he had this heaviness of the heart. Us l'kami de Marukva, he came in front of Marukva, Amar Lei, Rav Mukar Marukva told him, Zil shasi tlasa tikli chilsasa betlasa yome. Drink three weights, tikla, from the word shekel, it switches in Aramaic. Three weights of this medicine on three consecutive days. Azal ishti chamsha b'shabes b'malei b'shabes. So he took his first dose on Thursday, next dose on Friday. With safra, the next day Shabbos, azal shol be'medrash. He went to the base medrash. He wanted to know if he could take his third dose on Shabbos. Amar le tana d'veir abada, v'amri le tana d'veir mar ba'rav ada, shos adam kava kabayim. Mein hachoshes, you could have it, drink a tremendous amount. You don't have to be worried about it. So Amar lehu lishtos lo kami barley. I'm not asking about drinking it. Ki kami barley lishtos, could I soak it in order to make it mine? So Amar lehu Rav Chiya bar Avin, b'diti avi uvda. Rav Chiya bar Avin says it happened to me. V'asoy shil to the Rav Ada bar Abba. I asked Rav Ada bar Abba, v'lo havi b'yada. He didn't know. Asa shil to the Rav Kahuna. I asked Rav Huna, v'amar achi gamar Rav. And Rav Huna quoted Rav as saying, shor b'sonin m'niach b'chama. You're allowed to soak it in sonin. So therefore, you can soak it on this third day. Command the Shari, and the Gemara just qualifies. So who is he saying that it's mutter to? Who did Rav say it's mutter to? Here you have an even greater kula. Afil lamanta asar, even if you usually say it's asar, hani milhecha dulish tiklal, that's only if you didn't start taking this medicine earlier. Aval hacha, but here, kibid ishti b'chamsho mali b'shabsa, since you started taking it on Thursday and Friday, ilo shasi b'shabas b'stak, and if you don't take it on Shabbos, that'll create greater sakana in this case. Again, a parallel case, but not exactly. Here was a case that if you don't take it the third day, it's somehow worse. The big question is, talk about it in the postgame, what about a 10-day antibiotics? So let's say 10-day antibiotics, let's say you're on day 9 or day 8. You know, you'll have to do that, take that on Shabbos. If you really need it, you ask the doctors, oh, it's better. It depends on the infection. Lamaisa, the olam is makel. Why is the olam makel? To take your regimen of antibiotics. Number one, because you don't fool around with infections. Says 10 days, so okay, this time not, the strep's going to go away. 10 days is 10 days, that's what the doctor says, that's what we do. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says in, Amisha Chayva, Bipkudas Arofe, Lakachas Trufa Meshachami Ever Sufim, Yesh Makilin Lo Lakachton Gam Shabbos. But it's even in the main text here. Yesh Makilin, that's the Kula. And as Rav Shlomo Zalman says, because a hefsek could cause you a problem. The Tzitz Eliezer has a beautiful thought in Chelachet. He says because the only why is it mutter? The only gzeira is taking medicine on Shabbos. That's the gzeira d'rabbanan of Shchikas Hamamanim. This is not called taking medicine on Shabbos. This is called taking medicine for a week and a half, and that was never included in the gzeira. So I was like that svara. Davar l'kicha b'Shabbos yeshbo. That's a problem. One day is not going to bring you refuah. You have to take another days. That's not called the kichas trufa b'Shabbos. Unless he says maybe if the last day falls out on Shabbos. So then maybe it's not going to patish others. But either way, that's the heter. Rav Acha bar Yosef was elderly, and he was walking on the shoulder with the help of his nephew Rav Nachman. Amar leki matinan lebe Rav Safra Ailina. He says, you know, when we get to Rav Safra's house, bring me inside. Kimatu Aile, when he came there, he went in. Boy Minei, he went and asked him, Mao lekiskuse kitanisa b'shabsa. Can you rub kitanisa, this newly washed material, on Shabbos? Sometimes if you get a freshly laundered shirt, it's a little firm. So can you rub it in order to do something? What are you trying to do? L'rechuche kitanaka mechavin v'shafer dami. Do we say that most of the time people just have in mind to soften it, and therefore you're not doing anything wrong? Or do we say because when you do this, it makes it shine more, it makes it whiter, so therefore it's a problem of libun, and you wouldn't be able to do it. So what do you mean? Isn't it a psik reisha anyway? So if that's what happens anyway, isn't it a psik reisha? So the posukim say this is a psik reisha b'issa d'rabbanan. Right? It's a great, so the most you're not really doing libras and drabanan, and it's a major machlokas aposkim. This gemara is one of the important gemaras. Segresha by nisa drabanan is that also, if act A is for sure going to cause act B, which is only asr drabanan, is that also asr? We generally paskin asr. We paskin segresha mutter by a double drabanan. But by one drabanan, we generally assume asr. Amar lei, so he answered him, you're doing, most people do it to soften it, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Kinafik, okay, so he left Rav Safra's house. Asa, so the one who he's leaning on asked him, Amar lei, my boy Marmine, what did you ask Rav Safra? Amar lei, boy Marmine, malukis kusei ki tamnesa b'shapsa. I asked him whether you're allowed to rub this on Shabbos, v'amar lei shaperdam, and he said, yes, mutter. So he said, why did you only ask him about this kitanisa? Why don't you ask him about a sudar, this like kerchief they used to wear on the outside of their garments? So should you look at me by Lee? No, I didn't ask him about the sudar. To buy Mirafuna Pashalili Surah, because I already asked that question to Rafuna one time, and Rafuna told me it's Asur to do that. So potentially Lamar Misusha. So why do you ask King Rav Safra about it, and he, you know, you already know from a sudar? So Amar Lei, he says, no, there's a difference between the two. Hasa Mexico Ludi Chivra. Over there, by the sudar, you know why it's usur? Because that really, you're interested in the shining, and it's an outer garment, and therefore you really care about it. That's why it's usur. Hachalo Mexico Ludi Chibra. Here, the kitanisa is a shirt that you wear underneath your other garments, and therefore you don't care about the shining as much. That's why it's mutch. Amar Rav Chisda, hi kitanisa. Rav Chisda says, let's say you get back this kitanisa. They used to put it in, for our terms, the best way to imagine it is like on a hanger. But it's not on a hanger, because a hanger has a purpose, and you always hang a hanger. But they used to put it on this long rod, which they did not use for anything, except after they put it on this hanger, they used to use it for firewood. So it was muksa. So, says Rav Chisda, when you get this back from the cleaners, mishlefa ledida mikan yashari. Taking the kitanisa, let's say the shirt, off of the rod is mutter, because you're not moving muksa directly. You're taking the shirt off of the rod. Kanya mimena usr, but if you take the rod off of it, that would be usr, because then you're directly moving the muksa. Again, we're not talking about a hanger, because a hanger is mucha and a hanger is a kli. But what they used to use for a hanger that they put through the arms, that would be usr, because that did not have a purpose. Amar Rav Avim kli kivayu mutter. No, but if they use a certain type of rod, which Rashi says is a knashel argim, this rod that the weavers used to use, that has a shame kli, even though it's a kli shem latal isr, that would be mutter, because as we mentioned in Perek, in the previous parak about muksa, you are allowed to use a klishim lachtu list, so those are gufon and sarach makomo. And here you need it to get to the shirt off of it. Amar Rav Chisda, another halacha of muksa. Hi kishta diyarka, this bunch of bushes or herbs, yichazi lamachal behem asharil totule, if it's good for animal food, if animals would eat this, it's mutter to move. Vilo asr, and if not, it's usr because it doesn't seem to have a purpose. Amar Rav Barashi Amarav, Haitalia de Bisra, this piece of salted meat, Sharila Totule. You're allowed to move because Rashi says some people will eat it. The Kavri, this raw piece of fish, usr. Right? Interesting, in our day and age, more people eat raw fish than raw meat, but at least here in the Gemara, that was the Mitzias. Okay, now we have about 20 lines about the wisdom of life, about business, about other things, and the. Supposed to discuss what's it doing here. Is it supposed to be Amar Rav Chisda also? There's an introduction. The Maharal says on this Gemara that these statements, most of them are Yiduim or Pshutim. It's Pashit. But Ashmeinam Devaram Ilo Sichliim, they're logical, but everything is in the Torah. Example, why does it say Lo Sirsach in the Torah? Wouldn't you know that? No, everything is in the Torah. And also, you shouldn't think that they're just wisdom. Maybe there are secrets here that we don't understand fully all of these statements. But again, we're going to have now a poopery of statements, some of them more pusher than others, and we'll see what happens. Alma Rav Katina, first wide line. Ha'omid be'em sahamita ki'ilo omid be'kresa shal isha. Katina said, if somebody stands on the middle of a bed where a husband and a wife usually sleep, he should not do that. It's as if you're standing on the woman herself. What does that mean? Rashi says, because you're going to come to be maharher about the man and the woman who you sleep there, so therefore you shouldn't be on their bed. But La Milsi Bar of Katina then says, I don't subscribe to that problem. I don't think it's an issue of that. Again, this might be an outgrowth of the halacha about a Baal B'Ishtonida, about, you know, sitting on her bed, lying on her bed. Those are all bona fide halachas. So this is just as somebody else shouldn't do that. Amar Rav Chisda bar Bei Rav, and some of these halachas Rav Chisda said to the rabbis specifically. Bar Bei Rav the Zavin Yarka, it's unclear why he says it's only to the Rabbanan. A Talmid Chacham who buys vegetables in a bunch. Think of, I don't know, like, zucchini or some type of long vegetable that comes in a bunch, lizven aricha, buy long ones. Why? Kisha ki kisha, because the amount of the width of the vegetables is always the same. So you're not going to get, there's no question about getting a better deal, but for urcha mamela, but the length, the longer they are, it costs the same price. So you should always buy the long ones, because it always comes the same price, the same bunch. Amar v'chester, babe, rata zaven kanya, the same thing if you buy reeds. You buy reeds, lizven aricha, buy long ones, tuna ki tuna, because the weight is always the same, for urcha mamela, but the longer it is, you know, you get the better deal. Amar v'chester, babe, rata lo nefisha be rifta, a talmid chacham who doesn't have enough bread, lo lecha yarko, you shouldn't eat vegetables, we shouldn't degarir, because that's going to cause you to have a greater appetite for bread, which you don't have. So therefore, better not to get it, not to eat it in the first place. V'amar Rav Chisda said, "Ana lo baniusi achli yarka. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables because I didn't want to have this problem. V'lo ba'asirusi achli yarka. And when I got rich, I also didn't eat vegetables. Why? Baniusi mishum degarer. When I was poor, I didn't eat it because they create a taiva for bread which I didn't have. Basirosi, when I was rich, I didn't eat it. Da'amina, because I said, Hecha da'ayo yarka leo bisra v'chivri. Why should I eat vegetables when I can eat meat and fish?" Therefore, Miman of Shach, he didn't eat his vegetables. Okay, this isn't a poster child for getting your children to eat the vegetables. V'amar Rav Chisda, Barbe Rabzal, Nefisha Le Rifta, a Tamil Chacham who does not have bread, Lo Livsa Bitsue. You shouldn't be Boteh Bitsue. What does that mean? Rashi here says it means you shouldn't eat a little bit and then a little bit later, then a little bit later, then a little bit later, because that's not going to fill you up. You should rather save up till you have a substantial amount of bread and then eat it. The Chassam Sofer on this Gemara says, this is a ha'ara. If you don't have too much bread, you shouldn't do it in little parts. What does that mean? So if he says, first of all, this is a tochachas magula to the ge'one hazman, to the ge'onim out there that give shiurim after not preparing the entire sugya properly. And they give shiurim a little bit here and a little bit there, and they're not set, and they're not properly prepared. So he says, you know, ein ma'amikin eitzala hagil tushia. If you don't have too much bread, right, which the Rambam already says in Yisodei Torah, the lechem u'basar is the Torah. So you have to prepare properly before, and you have to gather everything and then give your shiur. But then he says also about the people who, not the Rabbanan, the other people who just sit and learn. They learn a little bit of this Masech, a little bit of that Masech, a little bit. He says you should sit and be koveya keseder Masechas achas ulhamek ba kadei sviya. That's a plug for the Tuesday night shiur, I guess. That the Dafyomi is wonderful and beautiful, but and we spend enough time on Masech Shabbos, not enough, but Baruch Hashem. But also you have to be ba'amkus, you have to make sure you have the bread. Amar Rav Chisda, Barbe Rav Zalon Efishalei Rifta, another statement about a Talmid Chacham doesn't have enough bread, Lo Lifsa, he shouldn't be the one, if he has guests over, he shouldn't be the one to be Boseya, to break the bread. My time is Lo'ovid Ba'ayin Yafi, he won't give Ba'ayin Yafi, as we learned in Maseches Brachos, the guest is the one who should bench, because he could give the bracha to the Balabayas, but the Balabayas should be the one to break the bread, because he's going to give everybody a great big piece. But obviously here, he's not going to be able to give everybody a great big piece, so he shouldn't be the one to break the bread. Amar Rav Chisda, Aname Ikar Lo'ave Batsana, Ad Shadi Yadi Bekule Manav. Rav Chisda says, I never broke the bread until I put my hands in the basket and I found tons of bread there, covering up the whole bottom of the basket. Somebody, and now Rav Chisda, no, Haiman, not about a Talmid Chacham, this is about everybody. Anybody who has the possibility of eating barley bread, and he ate wheat bread, he violates Baal Tashchis, because it's so wasteful, Rav Chisda seems to say here, to eat something fancy. If you could eat something less, if you're spending more money on something that's fancy, you know, you should eat the thing that's less fancy. If you could eat the lower bread, barley. How does this work with Rav Chisda earlier, who said, I don't eat vegetables, but I eat meat and fish? Okay, the post can try to figure out what he means. Somebody who could drink beer, but instead he drinks wine. Again, you don't have to be so fancy. You don't have to be so fancy. You could violate Baal Tashchis because you could just be satisfied with the lesser of the two. But then the Gemara says, rejects both of these. No! You could have the wine, you could have the other bread. Baal Tashchis is a gufa adif. You want to take care of your body more. And you like wine, and you like the wheat bread better, so therefore, you're allowed to have that. V'amar Rav Chisda, Barbe Rav Delespe Mishcha, a Talmid Chacham who doesn't have Mishcha, oil. Rashi says they used to rub themselves with oil before Mayim Achronim, where we had this also in Maseches Brachos. Oh yeah, and Donnie said they do it in Mexico today, right? So Barbe Rav Delespe Mishcha, if they don't have oil, Nimshi B'maya D'charitze, use this oily type of water. Oily type of water, which is also a little slimy to get the salt, to get your hands clean. V'amar Rav Chisda, Barbe Rav Dezabin Umsa, a Talmid Chacham who buys a piece of meat. Lizvin Unka, buy the neck of the meat. Rashi says that Savar. Dislike Tlasa Mini Bisra, because that has three different tastes. the neck of the meat is so delicious, so you should buy that, because that's it's a good thing to buy. Maybe that's why this whole thing is here, because of this line, because we were talking about a kitunisa before, and now we're also talking about a kitunisa. Somebody who buys a kitunisa, lizvin bi dinahar abba, buy it from the place called Nahar Abba, v'nechvar kol tolas in yomin, clean it once every 30 days, the miftai lei treisi yarchishasa. And Rav Chizkiya says, if you do that, you clean it every 30 days, it'll last you the whole year. V'ana arva, and I'll be the arev. I will co-sign that it'll last you. If you do this regimen of cleaning once a month, I'll guarantee that it'll last you for the whole year. My kitunisa, what does the word kitunisa come from? Kita no'e. It means if you wear this, you'll be able to have nice people, you have a nice chever, right? She says, kat no'e. Right, it's a nice shirt, so you know you'll have a nice chever around you. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't sit on a new mat, because the moisture of the mat will ruin your clothes. You shouldn't give your clothing to a cleaner to clean the new ones. Let me rephrase that. To the host, let's say you stayed in an inn, you shouldn't give your sheets and your clothing to the host to clean for you. It's not proper. Maybe they'll find something on it that is inappropriate for them to know about. Rashi says maybe they'll find some shechvazera, maybe they'll find something else on it that is inappropriate, and it'll be a gnai for the Talmud Chacham to be embarrassed in front of the innkeeper. Rav Chizkiya once tells his daughters, okay, the Rav Chizkiya gave his daughters some insights into how to position themselves and their husbands during the Maisa Biya. We're not going to go into it too much, but the Gemara says the ultimate purpose of what he's about to suggest is tznius, and if the husband and the wife are tsanua to each other, so then that will create greater excitement later on in the act. Be tznius in front of your, we'll get to that, what I just mentioned in a minute. Be tznius in front of your husbands. Don't eat bread in front of them. Don't eat vegetables, belelia at night. Don't eat dates at night. Don't drink beer at night. Don't go to the bathroom in the field, exactly where they go to the bathroom, because all of these, if you hide, these are possibly things that could cause them to be misgan in front of their husbands. The eating these things cause them to have bad breath, so they shouldn't do this at night before they're going to be with their husbands, and they shouldn't go to the bathroom in the exact same place. V'chikakari ababa inish lo tamrun manu ela mani. And when somebody comes to your door and you answer it, who is it? So then you shouldn't say who is it in a masculine term, but in a feminine term. Manu is masculine, mani is feminine. So even at the door, you shouldn't be talking to other men. You should say mani as if you're talking to another woman, even though another man is at the door. And here's what I mentioned before. Naket marganisa b'chad yadi b'kura b'chad yadi. The positioning of the man's hands during the Maisa Biya. You should hold the pearl in one hand and the kavra in another hand. Marganisa achvile v'kura lo achvile. Part of your body should be open to him right away. Part of your body should not be open to him right away. Adam itztarin v'hadar achvilehu. So that he will not have what he wants right away, and that will create excitement for the later part of the act. And again, we know that this Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave as a gift to a husband and a wife in order to be able to give to each other. It's a Maisa Nesina, not a Maisa Netila. And Rav Chizkiya was giving some advice to his daughters how to do this. And the Ritva here says, what's it, the pearl and the kavra? So the Ritva says, no, it was not even a metaphor. He says he took a jewel in one hand, he took some coals in another hand. And he showed his daughters the pearl, and he kept the other thing in his hand, he didn't show them. And they're like, what is it? What's in your hand? What's in your hand? So he didn't show them. So obviously, when you don't see something, you're like, what is it? What's behind your hand? Then he showed them. He's like, oh, this is my message, that whatever is hidden, whatever is not shown right away, so that is creates better for later on. Okay, and if you could just read the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the end of Perek Tezvav, the Rambam there writes about the beauty of the relationship between the husband and the wife, how each of them should be mechabed each other, and each of them, the husband should think of the wife as the queen, and the wife should think of the husband as the king, throughout all levels of the relationship. But that's an important Rambam, but this is the Gemara. Okay, back to Talmud Bavli. Ain't sholon es hakarshinin. So the Mishnah has said you can't soak the potatoes or the beans in the water on Shabbos, because that's going to let the dirt rise up, and that's boer. Masiz zolki aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yaakov Omer, a mashkichin bekvara kol iker. Rabbi Yaakov says you can't even touch a kvara. Right. Our Mishnah says you just can't soak something in a. We're going on the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has said that you can't soak these karshinim in water so that the dirt goes to the top, and you can just put it in a sieve. So that's against the following Tana, because the following Tana says you can't put it in a sieve at all. You can't use a sieve at all on Shabbos. Mishnah, a little bit more. Garfin, the issue is about moving things in your animal's trough. On Shabbos. So you're allowed to sweep out the trough midlifnei haptam in front of an animal that you're trying to fatten up. You're allowed to sweep out the garbage because you don't want the garbage, the garbage and the food and everything to get mixed up altogether. So you're allowed to sweep it and make it clean. You're allowed to move the food out of the way of the re'i of the excrement of the animal. Also allowed to separate it. That's not called moving muksa shelo letzarach. That's letzarach. Dibur abidosa. The chacham osur and the chacham aser. What are the chachamim aser? The Gemara will explain what they aser. You also allowed to take from in front of one animal and put in front of another animal on Shabbos. We don't assume that one animal is going to be, hey, germs, I'm not going to eat it. Right? You can assume that the each animal will eat whatever is put in front of him. Ibailu, Rabbanan Aresha Pligi, O Asefa Pligi, O Achavayo Pligi. When the Rabbanan say, aser, are they arguing on the first line, the Garfin, you're not allowed to sweep out because they're worried sweeping out, you might come to Choresh, you might come to smoothing out the ground, so they argue on A, or do they argue on B, that it's just moving it shelo litzarech, when you're not sweeping garfin, you're misafkin, you're just moving it to the side, or do they argue on both? Tashma, the tiny v'cham omim, echazeh v'echazeh, Rabbanan say both, lo yisakena litzadin, you can't move litzadin, so therefore you see that they are arguing on both. Amr of Chizda, machlokes be'evish al karka, the only machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim is only by a trough of karka, which is dirt on the bottom. Meaning, let's say you just have a fence around part of your field, and that's what you consider, that's what you put the animal's food. But if it's an avos of a kli, that it has a bottom, it's like a bathtub, picture a bathtub outside, so everybody agrees, there's no problem of sweeping it or anything, that's mutter. So Gemara says, 1 second, sweeping out a trough that's on the bottom is ground, of course that's usser. You're not allowed to sweep dirt outside. That's the malacha of Choresh. That's mashve gumos. You're making it smooth. Eliyid marhachi yimar. So you're right. Amar of chista machlokas beivish al kli. The machlokas in the Mishnah is by an avos of a kli, which has a bottom. Are your gozer mishum avish al karka? Avil avish al karka to be a kol usher. But everybody agrees that an avish al karka would be usher because of the issue of Choresh. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was the refua shleima tinok bas golda tov. Ben golda tova. Okay. I just gotta think more about this daf. We can't say, oh, what's the Gemara talking about? You always gotta say, there's a lot more here, and we gotta learn the messages of it.